This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, happy Tuesday morning. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. I'm back. Kim, thank you for filling in yesterday. I appreciate that.
You bet.
How'd it go?
It went well. I mean,
Good.
It's funny because, of course, I saw the news of the pardon, you know, come out Sunday evening, and I'm thinking, Mark has to just be itching to get back onto the radio to be able to talk about this.
Yeah, it was a little maddening for that to have dropped on Sunday. I was walking through Silver Dollar City with my family, and my phone starts blowing up. Can you believe Biden, you know, pardoned his son and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't know all the details at that point. But yeah.
But no, I mean, this was my point yesterday. No one should have been surprised by that news.
I called it.
We all knew that was going to happen.
Said, before that man leaves office, and it might be January 19th, he will pardon his son.
Right.
Of course, if you listen to the newscast, there's bipartisan condemnation of Joe Biden's pardon of his son. You know, I think that. And I said this before, just being honest, as a father, you would want to do that if it was your son. I mean, as a mother, you'd want to do that if it was your son. And I don't think anybody would be as mad about it if he had served some punishment for what he was convicted of.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's so recent and he's not in jail yet, and because the scope of the pardon is so wide, like it's like Jon Stewart said on The Daily Show this weekend, he said 11 years is very specific. That's not rounding it. It's like he said to, I'll give you a pardon. I'll make it cover 5 years, maybe 10. I'm sorry, Dad. Could we make that 11? Like,
Dad, I'll do your laundry
specific.
For 2 weeks if you give me an 11-year pardon. I think that was what bothered me because, to your point, Mark, I empathize as a mom. I can understand why he did that as his dad.
Yes.
I think where I'm frustrated is that it's 11 years and that the the start of it is 2014, which is the same year that Hunter joined the board at Burisma. So there's just so much corruption in that family, and they've just been able to hide behind it for so long. And I think this is so much more than just a pardon for the tax and drug gun charges. I'm not even as bothered about that. I mean, it's annoying, right? Because clearly Hunter's above the law. It's the covering up of corruption that I think is really what's grinding my gears about this.
Well, and stay tuned. Hold on to your seat. Strap in, because this may not be the last pardon for somebody with the last name of Biden. Because there were other people that Tony Bobulinski pointed the finger at in that whole thing, including his brother Jim. And maybe Joe, if he was the big guy. There's plenty of evidence, according to James Comer, that both of them were involved somehow. So I don't know. I would assume that Biden could pardon himself. I think that he can. And his brother. He might have to pardon all of them, because the Republicans in charge of the House and the Senate might go after the other two.
Well, I thought about that, but wouldn't it make it very difficult for them to do much at this point if they're pardoning Hunter? Obviously, they couldn't prosecute Hunter for anything, so maybe they would still be able to investigate and have him testify.
Well,
so I guess that doesn't.
The thing. Trump had an opportunity to do this with Hillary, and he didn't go forward with it. Maybe he regrets that now, because they went after him with everything. And maybe they'll just let it go. But I don't know. That was the big news Sunday. And you're right. I was chomping at the bit to be able to talk about it. We'll have plenty of time to do that this morning. I'm sure you guys probably talked about it a lot yesterday. There's a little more reaction we can get to this morning with some of the different folks who had the audacity to defend the scope of the pardon. You might say, well, it was your child. You'd do the same thing. And then they pointed to the fact that Trump pardoned his daughter's father-in-law, right? Jared Kushner's father. He did pardon him after he had already served his time. Like, he had done his time and all that stuff, and he basically just expunged his record. That's different. That's very different than what's going on with Hunter here. So we'll talk more about it throughout the course of the morning. Shout out. I mentioned I was in Silver Dollar City. Carl's like, that must have been cold. It was not as cold in Branson this weekend as it was here. There was no snow. And the temperatures were moderate. It was in the 30s, a little bit of sunshine on Sunday. And I tell you, man, I haven't been down there in probably 6 years, I would imagine. 5 or 6 years. It's been a while since I've been to Silver Dollar City. And it was head and shoulders above any experience at an amusement park that I've had in a long time. It wasn't overly crowded, right? Now, part of that is when the temperature has to be above 41 degrees or something before they open certain rides. But eventually, most all of the rides, except like their newest roller coaster, opened up. And, my kids were all with me. We rode a couple of them. The little rides for the kids were working. The shops were all open. They were, it was all Christmassy, but the lights are just amazing. But anyway, we had a great time. So if you're headed down there around Christmas time, that might be a good place to go visit, just because it's just a different atmosphere. It's so unlike Six Flags. It's just like a world of difference. And I'm not quite sure what that difference is.
I don't think I've ever been to Silver Dollar City, but I have heard good things.
It's pretty cool. There's also a cool cave down there. When Easton gets old enough, you have to take him in the cave under the gift shop.
Oh.
It's really cool.
I do, honestly, like Branson. Carl, I'm talking to you.
Nope. Not a fan.
The Titanic Museum, you should go there for sure.
Because there was so much Titanic in Missouri?
It doesn't matter.
Why?
It's a cool place to go visit.
Well, the Ark wasn't in Kentucky either, but it's a good thing to go visit, right?
I'm going to give you that mark.
Thank you, Carl.
You don't know that. You don't know where it was.
You might have floated right over this for all we know. We just don't know for sure. We do have a lot to get to. Let's start with our top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
That if Canada can't survive without ripping off the U.S. to the tune of $100 billion a year, then maybe Canada should become the 51st state.
If that conversation really happened, that's Peter Ducey reporting on a conversation between Justin Trudeau and Donald Trump, where he says Trump suggested, listen, if you got to keep ripping us off like that, let's just make you a state and you can be the governor.
It's completely understandable. But the both sides folks out there have just gotten some really powerful ammunition. And for that reason, I hate it.
Aw, poor Claire Bear. She hates the fact that people are being so mean to Joe Biden after he lied about this repeatedly to the American people. And now suddenly we're all just supposed to say, that's okay, Joe.
They should not put any part of Ukraine in NATO. And listen, this administration is already risking World War III by greenlighting the use of American weapons into Russian territory.
You know, I don't know if that is even controversial to say that anymore. For Josh Hawley to point out that it was Barack Obama and maybe probably Bill Clinton all to blame for this whole mess in Ukraine. We convinced them a long time ago to give up their nuclear weapons in return for not putting them in NATO. And all of that has backfired. And Josh Hawley's absolutely correct.
Board Bill 137 would allow city residents with the Gateway Card access to city services. Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez says without a government ID, there is often a barrier to access.
What do the politicians in the city of St. Louis just sit around and dream up? Did you see this bill? Mm-hmm. They want to pass a bill to give everybody an ID who just otherwise can't get an ID.
Who just got out of jail are the quote unhoused.
Yeah, yeah, they did use that word in the story. But if they're unhoused, they might not be able to get an ID. I'm sorry. I've had Jay Ashcroft on this show repeatedly pointing out the fact that under the voter ID law in the state of Missouri, if you don't have an ID, the state will give you one. Now, you can go buy one for $12, but if you're that destitute, the state will give you one. And the ID that the city of St. Louis wants to print up, a little card that's laminated that shows your face and has the city logo on it, does not replace a state-issued ID. You're not going to be able to vote with it. You're not going to be able to get on an airplane with it. Nothing. It does absolutely nothing but maybe help you if you're trying to secure some free giveaway that Tashara Jones has dreamed up with somebody else's money.
The other question I had would be if you're, say, an illegal living here and you're a, quote, city resident, meaning you live here, even if it's illegally, wouldn't they want to give you a gateway card so that would then give you access to the city services, the utilities?
If they're allowed to do that. I mean, are they allowed to?
What would stop them, right?
Yes, nothing would stop them from doing that. This is just the insanity. I'm not making fun of the Channel 4 report on it. I'm pointing out the fact that are they unhoused? No. Come on, Channel 4. Stop using stupid language like that. You know that's not a real thing. Somebody created that a year or two ago, and you've just bought into the garbage. Give me a break.
I'm unfed. I haven't had breakfast yet, and I'm getting a little hangry.
You're unfed. Exactly. You're I feel sorry for homeless people, but calling them unhoused doesn't fix their situation. And if there's any on the street this morning, they're freezing to death out there. Why don't you go with your warming van and pick them up and take them to a shelter somewhere? They probably won't go because they can't get drugs in the shelter. I mean, we've gone over this again and again and again. You're not fixing the problem by changing the semantics. It just drives me absolutely bonkers. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. It's a Tuesday. I've talked too long. Carl's given
Welcome
me a wrap.
Back.
Thank you so much.
Has your daughter taken you to see Wicked yet, or has she gone three
times
without
you? She did go. I did not go. She went with a friend of hers, Carl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry? No, I'm not.
Do you really see Mark going
no
to Wicked?
I have no desire to see that.
So, Mark, would you say you're a Glinda fan or an Elphaba fan?
Glinda was the good witch, right?
Originally.
Then Glinda.
No.
I don't know Wicked.
End.
I don't know the show. I've never seen it.
Green Witch or Pink Witch, Mark? Pick one.
Elphaba's the green one, though, right?
Yes.
Well, then I'll go with the Elphaba, I guess. I don't know Elphaba. Why.
Okay. The original Elphaba is Idina Menzel, who also is the Let It Go chick from Frozen.
The
okay.
Let It Go All right. chick.
All right.
And she's going to do our national anthem today from the Super Bowl 2015.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
And then it goes further. Then you have Joe and Mika go to Mar-a-Lago and kiss the ring and suck up to Donald Trump. You can't make that story up.
Well, I'm not even sure they were kissing the ring. I think they were kissing a little bit lower than that.
Ted Cruz. That was a good one. I appreciate that, Ted. Thank you for that. It's true. Apparently, there's a big throwdown over at MSDNC. And the quote in, I believe it was Breitbart, was, Rachel Maddow is pissed that they dared to go meet with Hitler. I guess it's kind of how she's looking at it, while she's probably shopping her resume around. Where else would she go? Where else do you, I mean, do you think CNN would have her? It's out of interest.
She only works one day a week.
Well, I know. She's got all kinds of money. I mean, I can't believe how many millions of dollars they're paying her to do that show. And she's a little worried about what's happening next. So, I don't know. I thought I'd point that out. Hey, by the way, a shout out to, I mentioned the Reigns there a minute ago, the folks at Lit Cigar Lounge, my friends at Lore Wine and Spirits, everybody, Scott from Donuts Delight up in Florissant, Grillmaster Tony, all of these people that chipped in to make our Responder Rescue ATF raffle a success. We pulled the winners there on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Of course, this is my first day back since then. You could have gone on and watched the live video, and thousands of people did, actually. We ended up selling over 25,000 tickets for that raffle. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
And raised $23,100 for Responder Rescue this year. And I say we because you, us all together, we do this. We've been doing it for 4 years now. That would bring our total to $103,000, I think, over that period of time. Yeah, thank you, Carl. I only take the credit for having the ability on this radio station to amplify the need, and then you guys respond. So I'm so happy that we had the turnout we did. I've reached out to all the winners. In fact, I've already delivered the booze package. I already delivered it. I met the guy Friday out by West County Mall, which was a mistake, by the way, because a lot of insane people were trying to get to West County Mall. So we met at the Village Bar there nearby, and we exchanged the bourbon. And Eric was like, man, the traffic was really bad. I'm like, yeah, this was a bad idea. We should have met somewhere else. So he was the first place winner. And he took the booze.
Did he take the Santa?
And the people at the range said, wait a minute, he didn't take the gun? And I'm like, he told me he had enough guns. So he wanted the booze. And then I called the second place winner, and I'm like, you're the second place winner. Congratulations. He goes, I want the booze. And I'm like, the booze is gone. He said, so I'll take the gun. So then the third place winner got the cigars. And I appreciate everybody who chipped in. And congratulations. And we'll try to do it again next year. And, I would have loved if we could have hit the $30,000 we raised last year. Donations were down Just a little bit this year, but that's all right.
That's, I mean, a Biden economy for you.
It was probably the Biden economy.
Did Santa find a nice new home?
To be determined. Okay. I've got to get my hands on the list of donors and the ones that reached out to me and see who donated the most, and then we're going to determine who gets plastic Santa for sure. I'm going to follow through on that. I promise you I will. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. We're going to be back right after this.
Kim on a whim.
My name's Ashley, and I'm excited to talk to you about a project we've been working on at the National Center for Gender Spectrum Health called My Gender Dolls. These dolls were designed by transgender and gender diverse artists. They are intended to be a therapeutic tool for transgender and gender diverse kids to explore how they see themselves or how they'd like to see themselves in terms of gender identity and gender expression.
Yes. My gender dolls. This is the taxpayer-funded University of Minnesota. The National Center for Gender Spectrum Health, whatever that is, circulated some flyer earlier this year, put up a post on social media that was offering kids between the ages of 5 and 10, along with their families, $60 per group, so I guess per family, to take part in this project where they were, I guess, playing with these My Gender dolls, and they're trying to develop it into an app. But basically, they want kids to talk about their gender and bodies. And I want you to hear more about these My Gender dolls. Carl, hit it.
Along with the choice of bodies, the My Gender dolls also include genitals. This is important because kids can learn that all gender identities and gender expressions are valid, no matter how your body looks. There are lots of different ways to be a girl, a boy, or anywhere along a gender spectrum.
So there's a video that the university put out showing what these look like. And again, it sounds like this is the goal is to get this developed into an app. But right now, it almost looks like those little felt dolls that maybe, I don't know if boys played with those as kids, but girls certainly did, where you'd have the little doll and you'd have the outfit and you could mix and match.
Yeah. I know
now,
what you're talking about.
Not just
I didn't play with them, but I know what you're talking about.
So it's not just the outfits now with these My Gender dolls, because you get genitals that you can mix and match, and even internal organs, because it's all about reflecting someone's perceived gender identity. I can't even believe that we're still putting up with this stuff. And this is the kind of nonsense that I'm really hoping Donald Trump is going to attack, because no taxpayer-funded school, in this case the University of Minnesota, should be allowing this.
No.
To further confuse kids and giving this to therapists, they're saying, as a tool to help them to counsel children who, I guess, are confused about their own bodies. Now, today is Giving Tuesday, Mark, and I wanted to offer you a really special opportunity.
Thank you.
I know we're all trying to give back. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to raise money, basically, to be able to hire more what they call like gender diverse transgender artists to continue developing more of these dolls and figures. And that way they can reach more children and confuse more people. Isn't that
what
we want?
They can reach out and touch more children might be the better
way
to put it.
Okay. Well, there we go. This is a campaign that's sponsored by the National Center for Gender Spectrum Health, and so far they've raised just over $1,300. They're hoping to raise $25,000. So if you feel it in your heart on this Giving Tuesday, please reach out and support the My Gender Dolls project.
It's like the St. Louis Reparations Fund. Didn't they raise $1,200?
You should donate to that cause, too. Why have I not promoted that yet? Please, you guys, stop being selfish and donate to these really important causes.
The only doll they should show to kids are the ones where you give it to them and say, show me where the bad man touched you or hurt you so they can prosecute these pedophiles. And instead, we're trying to teach kids that you can just exchange whatever genitalia you want on your body to express how you feel. Are you kidding me?
What's sad is that this is becoming more and more realistic, in the sense that there are doctors who are very eager, eager to do these surgeries. Like I saw videos on social media where, and I'm sure it was just for social media, but these surgeons are saying, you know, I'm doing as many of these transgender surgeries as I can before Donald Trump's inaugurated on January 20th, because we all know, hopefully, that those are going to be shut down at the very least on minors.
On minors. If you are that mentally ill that you've decided you want to lop off your genitals and you're an adult and you can pay for it, go for it. Don't expect one dime of taxpayer money to be spent on it for that or for the coverage of your mental health problems. But you should never do it to children. We should make sure as a society we don't ever allow that to be done to kids. No yep. puberty blockers, no nothing. That's permanent crap that you're doing to these kids. They can't go back and change their mind when they're 18. They can't.
Which is why you have to wait until you're 18 years old to get a tattoo. Because that's, I mean, obviously you can get it removed, but I've heard, I don't have any tattoos, but I've heard that's very painful and I would assume would leave some sort of a scar.
Well, to do it on your own, you have to be 18, I'm pretty sure.
I guess you could get parental consent to, yeah, go do that if you were under 18. What's interesting about the timing of all of this is that supposedly they started making it in 2019. And if you think back to then, I mean, obviously we know that this was a thing back then. It's not that long ago, but it really seems like, what, the last few years it's ramped up. I mean, basically right. since Biden took office is when we really saw a lot of this. So it's interesting, though, that it had already been in the works since 2019. And then they said with the pandemic, they shifted to this app development. Well, I searched on my app. I couldn't find it. Thank goodness. But it sounds like that's the whole thing they want. They want to be able to have these, I'm assuming, felt looking doll things where if you're in a counseling session and you're confused that the kid could have it. But then they also want it to be this app that you could use with kids at home if you're doing a telehealth session. You know how parents of like, let's say a Christian mom and dad didn't affirm their child's gender if they were saying I was born a boy and I actually think I'm a girl, and they would actually take the kid away from the home.
Yeah, that did happen.
It did happen.
Montana.
Yeah, I was going to say it was. I thought it was Utah, Montana, one of those states.
Right.
Is this going to be the next thing where we need to start taking the children away from the parents who were leading to?
Trying.
These, yeah,
maybe.
I mean, who were intentionally. I don't support separating families unless the child really is in danger, but this is a serious problem. So I don't know where the line is.
I don't know. I don't know about taking them away from them.
I think that might be a little bit intense, but you got to do something.
The parent is not just the parent is not the entire problem. You've got what you have though is a parent unwilling to deal with the mental health crisis their child is going through, and instead trying to accommodate them, which is not the thing you need to be doing at that point. Maybe the mental health aspect of it and banning these surgeries and procedures for kids under 18 so we can save these kids from their parents, from themselves. All right, listen to this, Kim, on the same lines. This was posted 5 days ago. Somebody sent it to me from the St. Louis County Library.
I saw this.
Have you talked about it?
Just very briefly. Is this the drag queen trivia?
This Thursday, you have an opportunity at the Grants View branch of the St. Louis County Library to go do RuPaul's Drag Race Trivia. So, to promote RuPaul's Drag Race in preparation for the premiere of Season 17. This program is for teens and adults. Join us for fun and prizes at the Grants View branch. Please explain to me why our public taxpayer dollars are going to support something promoting a television show about cross-dressers.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So I had never even, I remember, I know you and I have talked about this show or whatever. I don't even know what network it's on, but it's a reality show, I guess. Is it where drag queens are competing against one another? Is that the premise of the show? Do you know? Some cash prize with a crown, the title of America's Next Drag Superstar. Each episode consists of a main challenge, usually some form of performance or fashion design, sometimes both. The queens then participate in a themed runway show. Mark, this sounds like it's right up your alley. You might want to tune in. One is declared the winner.
Come test your knowledge of the iconic show. It's iconic. Did you know that? RuPaul's Drag Race is iconic. If you haven't watched it, you've been missing out on an icon. Because season 17 is about to come out. I didn't even know this thing existed. And it's been around for 17 seasons. Questions will be about the regular U.S. seasons. 4 people maximum per team. Join for fun and prizes. Teens and adults. What's the definition of teen, and does a teenager need permission from their parents to go to a trivia night about cross-dressing? That's what it is.
I seriously hope people stand outside the library and protest this.
Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. Grants View Branch on Music Road in St. Louis. Unbelievable. And I don't know how much money we fund the St. Louis County Library with, but that's the kind of crap that they should be really sure is paid for with private donations if they're going to do it.
Not taxpayer money. How do these people, like how do the, or whoever's running the library, that particular branch, Grants View, right?
Yeah.
Is that South St. Louis County?
I think so.
How do they not see this as a problem? I don't understand, because I was talking about this yesterday. Like, these companies that put out these ridiculous ads that are so out of touch with who their actual target audience is, how do they not see the mistakes other companies are making or other public entities, taxpayer-funded groups or what businesses are making, and not see that this does not go over well and learn from that mistake?
Because
it's dumbfounding.
Because
to me.
They've been emboldened by the crazy lefties that have been in charge the last 4 years. They're emboldened by it. And it's just, no. If adults want to go to that, make it 18 and over, not teenagers. No child should be subjected to that. I just don't understand that. When I hear the word teenager, I'm thinking 13 and up, right?
Well, yeah, I think you're a tween. Aren't you a tween nowadays? Well, if you're 10 to 13, 10 to 12, yeah, and then teenager is 13
the,
in my mind.
What's the age range there is what I would want to know for sure.
Go protest that.
Yeah, wow. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Several people sent me something this weekend. Apparently, I was back on Channel 4 this weekend. And we'll talk more about that coming up. Stay tuned. Just a couple of notes since it's my first day back since the holidays. Number one, Guns and Hoses was an amazing experience again. Kim, did you enjoy that?
I really did.
Carl, did you enjoy it?
Not as much as you guys did.
Thank you for the Van Halen that you played. And...
get this, Kim. Mark Cox is there. You have been there since 5:30 in the afternoon. I've been playing music since 5 o'clock that night. Mark Cox texts me at 8:20.
It wasn't that late.
Hey, can you play me a song? Where have you been for the last 3 hours?
Did you request Sammy Hagar?
He asked for Van Halen, but I played him Montrose, which he was also happy with.
Yeah, of course I was. So,
oh, you're looking at the time?
I am.
And?
It was near the end of the evening.
Wait a minute.
That last half hour took forever, by the way, because they had to stretch it out for TV, because one fight was a little quick.
It was 8:18. <He's> No. Right. Why are you waiting till it's almost over, he says on the text message.
It's easier to play early in the evening.
But He did play some stuff for me.
I get it in for you.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. It was a fantastic night, though. Lots of great effort in the ring, and saw lots of fantastic first responders down there and friends, and had some cocktails and some great food, and
Eric
saw
Schmidt
Kim and Michael down there. Yeah, yeah. It was and Ethan and his wife, and Brad Range and his wife, and it was a good time. Drew Young showed up. He sat near me. I was the only one that saw him, apparently.
I did not see him.
He was saying, hey, were you guys there? We're like, we were in the same row as you and did not see you.
Yeah. So, shout out to everybody that showed up for that. It was a great fundraiser. And, you know, I went out this week on Friday, so the day after Thanksgiving, to Stone Ledge Distillery down in Defiance. It's just open down there in the big S-curve in Defiance, if you know where that is. So if you were coming north on 94, like from Augusta, where it makes the big S in Defiance, if you just went straight, you'd run into it. It's that building. So congrats to Mark Sutherland. He's opened up his Stone Ledge Distillery. He's got his Stolach whiskeys down there. You can go in and sample them. I had a great Mo Old Fashioned. That he makes with Stolach that was really good. Mm. Went down there and sampled that.
Thirsty.
So shout out to him. Speaking of bourbon, this Thursday night, instead of going to the RuPaul drag show at the library, my friends out at Triple Leaf, they're on Manchester Road in Manchester, are holding a fundraiser in support of Colin Brown, the hockey player who died from that tragic shooting, random shooting, apparently, on I-55 down south. A portion of all the cigar purchases are going to go directly to the Brown family that evening, and they're going to have an evening of reflection and camaraderie and premium cigars and HBC's full bourbon selection on display. So that's the Hockey Bourbon Club is HBC. They're going to be down there as well, and you can turn out Thursday evening, December 5th, to help them out down there at Triple Leaf, which is at 14021 Manchester Road, down there by that Bandanas Barbecue near Weidman in Manchester, if you're wondering where that is. So you have an opportunity to show up and give them some love, show them some support. What a tragic story that is. You know, I mentioned this earlier, Kim. I got text from three or four different people. Apparently on Channel 4, they do a Throwback Saturday. And they, I sit on here all the time and I complain about having to go out and do stories on winter road prep and all this crap. They dug up a story for me that must have been from the mid-90s sometime, just looking at me, a report. They aired a report that I did in the mid-90s on winter prep and how to protect yourself from overexertion if you're shoveling snow and, you know, to be careful and make sure your car's full of gas and
make
all those,
sure you have a blanket and water all those, in your trunk.
All those really important
jumper cables.
Things that you could run that same story over and over and over again, and nobody would know the difference except that I looked like I was 35 then back then. So that was the biggest.
No, but you're 35 now.
Well, I in my mind I am, but you know, there you go. The gray hair kind of lies about that a little bit, exposes the lie. As we try to do here all the time. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to get our friends from the Media Research Center on here, MRC Newsbusters, to talk more about media coverage so far of the big pardon. We'll get to them, Bill DiAgostino, about 6:20, and then John Lamping. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.